The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Sports, man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Evan, you know what time that Mid-Atlantic Regional starts between Middletown and Germantown today?
I don't.
Yeah.
Abanez texting.
Trying to get the times of these regional games so I can keep up on it.
Steiny, he did text in Abanez. He says it's an interesting topic. So you do have some people backing you up. And I'm just telling you as a parent, and you said it, if we can believe you, take your word. If your kids were participating, you would not prevent them from going.
No, but all things being equal, I'd rather the game not be on television if
I
we're talking
awesome,
about my
man.
11-year-old. Let's go. Nope. Wait till Evan gets off the phone there.
We got Burrows at 12.
Yeah, Matt Barrows of The Athletic coming up at 12. And we will talk about 49ers training camp.
And you guys will be at the Laughing Monk tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Looking forward to it. See Toyota Tundra on the YouTube chat saying, Steiny can't wait to watch kids fail. No, I don't like watching kids fail.
It's not about watching.
It's on TV.
Some of the kids that don't have success may not look at it as failure. It's the part of participating. And again, Steiny, I keep saying the experience word. That's what I love about it.
But
The kids have getting the community behind them, getting to watch and represent. It's not, you stunk.
By the way, I was watching, like I said, I was watching Washington against Oregon, and it was in San Bernardino where it was really hot.
Okay.
And I didn't see a lot of bonding of the community. I saw about 7 people.
Well, the community's at home. You know what I mean? A lot couldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on now.
Gotcha. Let's go to Duck Sauce.
Our guy.
Duck Sauce is on the phone. What's up, Duck?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Just a couple takes on the topic. I did think it was an interesting topic. Yeah, I didn't catch the very beginning of the segment, but have you guys brought up the Menlo Park team that's currently in the West Regional, I believe?
No.
Okay, so 2 nights ago, Channel 2 News did a segment on them, and they lost the game to, I believe, Hawaii. But, it was a packed crowd inside a local pizza parlor in Menlo Park.
Wow.
And, like, you should hear the way these kids talked about their peers. I mean, they were interviewing one kid. He's like, yeah, I got a friend on the team who's a pitcher, and I also got another friend who's a catcher. It's just so cool to watch him play on TV. They interviewed another kid. He was like, I know all these kids. They're so good. They practice 24/7. I mean, like, they were idolizing these kids, and what else I wanted to say is, like, I know he was a little older when it happened, but Steiny bringing up Adam Morrison crying on national TV, like, to me, I look at it totally opposite. Like, yeah, it may be painful in the moment, but do you know how many athletes in this world, no matter what the age, would give anything for an organic moment where the world could see them cry over something they cared about that much, particularly the sport they love? So I think you being captured crying on TV, yeah, in the moment it might not be the greatest, but that ages incredibly well for that person. Mm. So, that's all I got.
No, I love it, man.
I love you guys both.
Hey, that's and I didn't even know about the Menlo Park team. That is sunny. And then they're interviewing not the adults or the parents, I'm sure they did, but the kids. Yeah, my friend Goo and Steiny are in the game. That's what it's about. And then you come home.
What about the kids from their rival school?
Which would still be part of the community. I think you come together at that point.
Oh, I think if Menlo Park is in a league.
The internet's got you, Steiny.
If Menlo Park advanced to the, advanced, and let's say they're in a league with 10 teams, I got to believe the 9 other teams are rooting against Menlo.
Now, see, Steiny,
Well, it's funny you say that because in
opposite.
The article, there's a kid from
kid.
The Alpine League. That is on another team.
Yeah.
He said it was really fun.
That's all of them.
Watching them play. They're really good.
That's the America I know.
This kid's still, he's 11, and he likes watching people he competes against and with on television.
I don't doubt that at all.
I'm sure. Steiny going up against other kids in different leagues or high schools in your your neighborhood, then when it was all said and done, you respected and you probably were friends.
Well, I never watched them on TV, so I don't know what they did after the rest of the tournament.
But that's not the point, is you respect the competition, because when you know it's all said and done, you're from the same spot. That's what I guess I'm saying.
Yeah,
how are you and your boy, I know it's different eras, the coach of the Timberwolves, how are you guys got your home base in common as to why you guys are friends?
Yeah,
Finch.
Yeah, but I'm talking mostly about the games on TV.
I feel like, honestly, Stani, I feel like you're putting Facebook or IG in every 11-year-old's hands, and then they're going ham on the kids or the kids that didn't have success, and omitting or forgetting that a big part of this is just being along for the ride, to qualify, to travel. That's what it's about to me. So when I sat down and watched the Little League World Series, like I have, Stani, I never looked at it like, this is the play is subpar.
Well, the play is subpar, and I don't like the idea of putting 11-year-olds on TV playing baseball. Paolo in San Jose. What's up, Paolo? How you doing?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to talk about the degree to which these kids are essentially performers, and they're unpaid performers. You wouldn't put a child actor on TV and expect them just to be happy to be seen by the public and evaluated. These kids ought to get paid.
I'm not. Hey, I'm not mad at that. Well, no, okay.
I am not mad.
Yeah.
Now you're going to pay them. Now you're going to pay them for being subpar.
Well, they're being exploited.
Maybe.
Well, it's entertainment and it's competition. Instead, I got to say this because you called me out left and right. I don't know what's in your heart, your blood, but I'm just telling you, if you could just, for Evan, the listeners, and my sake, could you break down percentage-wise, is it the play or the psyche of the kid that doesn't, the kids that don't win?
It's a lot of things. It's the whole, broadcasting an 11-year-old baseball game. To me, it's like, it's not a priority. Like, I think they're too young. I think they're too young to be getting that kind of attention. I don't think they're, in general, mature enough to handle the highs and lows of being on that stage at that age. I don't like that some of these kids, some of them, have to walk off the mound or walk off the field kind of in shame or despondent, let's say. I shouldn't be able to see that. I don't know. I'm living in California, yeah, and I'm seeing a kid from Oregon just despondent, and I'm like, man, poor kid.
And you feel like he was not going to go through that, even if it was not on TV.
I keep going
back to Evan's points, yeah. Donnie. That's the
I feel like, yes, because it's on TV, it has a much bigger magnitude than it should have.
Do you have an issue with spelling bees? I think those kids might be younger than 11,
dude, and we love them, right?
Well. Not really. I don't know if maybe this isn't coming through. Like,
no, it is. I'm just trying to figure out where you draw the line.
Well, I guess where I draw the line, I don't want to watch 11-year-olds in the heat of significant competition. Like that should be theirs. You know what I mean? That should be theirs, not mine.
But you understand this is like dessert to the kids.
To some of them,
you know, having the ability to be on television.
I also believe, especially when it comes to the spelling bee, there is a lot of pressure on those kids.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. And so call me soft, but I don't want to see Alice from Savannah, Georgia break down in tears because she couldn't spell anti-disestablishmentarianism.
You know, Uncle Looney has a point, Stani, to you. These kids are heroes in their community. Stani, you're acting like these kids are going to get booed when they get home.
Well, I would take exception to that everybody thinks they're heroes. Some are going to think they're heroes. Others are probably going to get a laugh at the expense of the losers. Man, we can't get off this. Let's go to Joe in San Jose. I'm ready to get off it.
Yeah, I bet.
I got to tell you, yeah. I think a lot of people are agreeing with me. They just don't want to call in.
Go ahead. What's up, Joe? Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? I got two points. I think one, I watch it because I like to see maybe in 5-10 years one of these little kids is on MLB on Sunday Night Baseball. And two, I think the TVs make them play harder. I've been to Little League games, and let me tell you, I have to bring my pillow sometimes. But the TV, I think it enhances them, and it makes them push themselves harder to win. That's all I got, my friend.
I love it.
Appreciate it. Well,
yeah, we hadn't talked about that part of it, you know.
Yeah,
the natural juice of it.
I view that as a negative. So you're going to play hard when the cameras are on.
No, it's an experience that you know is not something that you're going to always get, so it's new. And Stani, the bright lights, come on, man. These guys get to live out their fantasies after watching Bryce Harper or Devers or Judge or Ohtani. Now they get to, their at-bats are on, they'll have that forever, however they go. I got to believe that is something they'll cherish.
Maybe. I'm wondering if the Oregon starting pitcher cherished yesterday. Having to walk off the mound like that. What do you want me to do?
We don't run from it. We start talking about it.
Bobby in Los Altos.
Bobby.
What's up, Bobby?
Hey, guys. I was, listening in to this captivating conversation. And then, Steinmetz, you just said something that it might be your finest moment in terms of my eyes. I was thinking about the Scripps spelling bee as well. They're little kids. And from my understanding, once they get to the finals and then it becomes televised, the kids go crazy and they're super excited. So you may not like the fact that in your mind, these kids shouldn't have these very intimate moments televised. No one can disagree with that. I don't know if it's fair for you to say that the kids don't benefit or they don't appreciate what's going on, even if they fail. But that being said, the reason I'm so impressed with you is when we talked about this, when was it Giddens that brought up the script spelling bee, you shot out some word that they had to spell, like in half a second, there was like a 15-syllable word. Did you just have that locked in your head? Because if someone said to me, pick a complicated word, I wouldn't be able to say it. But you said something like anti-disestablishmentarianism or something. I'm very impressed that you could have something.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism, yeah. I think it's...
You just got that locked in the back of your head?
I kind
of
do, yeah. I do. I don't know why.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've never been so impressed with you, Stani.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for the time.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God. Love you, Bobby. Last couple of calls, the theme is he's like Dibs when he comes in at 145. Stani for president.
Who?
You. Like, I think this is your Michelle Obama, but that's fine. And some people agree with me, too.
No, I mean,
hell with the kids.
Let them grow up.
Stani's, you're not a clinical doctor,
grow up.
Man.
Let them grow up.
Have we ever heard any kids say, you know what, me being televised ruined me?
Let's.
Evan, never.
It's like, it's taken such a turn over this first hour and a half.
Oh, man. Stay off of that roller coaster. You might throw up. No telling the ramifications.
Is that on national TV? Roller coaster
it
ride
actually
show?
It was a horrible pool.
Yeah. We're no man's land. Yeah.
We got barrels at 12.
That's true. We do.
Oh, and then we got to do what you asked me about, the bold moves for each team.
All right.
Don't forget that.
Let's push that to before barrels.
All right, I got you.
Because I
could do it after Matt.
I got enough. I got enough stuff here to take.
Yeah, they're coming for you.
Who?
I'm playing.
Sometimes you see something on Twitter.
It's X. But anyway,
I mean, we could talk about Kuminga.
The audacity.
You want to talk about Kuminga?
Well, let's talk about you spying on me.
All right, please explain.
I come in this morning and you tell Evan, look, and then you press play. I have no idea what we're about to hear. Oh. And it's a video I recorded in my garage, Norm's garage, the dojo last night. And I do wonder, for a guy that's not on social media, your resources, how you seeing stuff?
On Instagram.
I did.
You did something on Instagram.
Yeah, I seen it on IG too.
And you were talking about the Giants game last night. And
it's just how I'm programmed. That's all.
Yeah. And
they won, and I just thought,
what'd you think? What
it
were
made
you thinking?
Monday's game. It made Monday's loss.
You're talking about Monday's game on Wednesday?
No. Well, no, they won on Tuesday, which was yesterday. But I thought, have they blown that game Monday? Where how better you would feel as a Giant fan? And I didn't run from. That's just how my computer's programmed. But
you ever hear Bob Seger?
Bob Seger,
musician.
Yeah.
Guru, turn the page. They lost Monday. They won last night.
They're one and one.
And there's no sense in imagining where they'd be if they were 0-2 or 2-0, because they're 1-1. And they're still six games behind the Padres.
Well, they're my thoughts.
Sure. They are.
And had you won Monday, you'd be 5.
But you
didn't.
Because
the Padres lost Monday.
And we could go back to the Chicago series that you like to dwell on from 6 weeks ago. Maybe if they won one or two more of those games, they'd be 3-GAC. And then if they would have taken a game from the Marlins when they didn't.
Oh, well, that's too far.
And then,
far
of course,
back.
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Got swept. And almost, the Marlins and the
almost,
Mets.
It's almost like you could look back and see 14 wins that had, or 14 losses that had they won them, they'd be in first place. All they would have had to do was turn 14 of their losses into wins.
Well.
What else do you want to talk about? Negan hates that.
What?
What else do you want to talk about? He hates that.
Well, I ain't talking to him in 2 days.
He's in a meeting.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Dude, yeah.
By the way, did he answer you?
No.
About what?
Do we have our...
trying to get out of the meeting.
The meeting got moved up a day because of my schedule, Al. So I was trying to see if that was still on after.
Well, we got to get ready for football season.
Well,
it's around
go.
The corner. Look preseason, week one, 5:30, kickoff.
Yeah, I got an idea. Baldy.
Yeah, he's get with Baldy the mornings.
Okay. We'll take Ross Tucker again.
Ross.
All right, we got 2 minutes. We can give Kuminga 2 minutes.
All right.
So I got a question. The Kings made an offer, right, for Malik
okay,
Monk.
Gotcha.
And the one thing I saw in the story, one of the stories, is that the Kings have said Kuminga can start or is going to be a starter. How? How can he start for the Kings? I'm looking at their lineup. They got Schroeder.
Okay.
Keegan Murray. Zach LaVine. DeMar DeRozan. And Sabonis. Where's he starting on that
team? Well, who's to say they're done? I know okay. It's getting late in the game, but I got to believe DeRozan or one of those guys would have to be moved. But I hear you.
But they're saying he's got a starting spot. Yeah, they haven't moved any of those guys.
Well,
yet.
That would lead me to believe if there are no more moves on the radar, Stani, that was kind of whoever came up with that story and report. You know, again, I'm not knocking anybody, but how accurate is that? If you just name those five, if they're still in a Kings uniform, where he would start?
I mean,
would DeRozan come off the bench?
I don't know. You think Kuminga's better than DeRozan? Maybe it's maybe it's a better fit to have DeRozan come off the bench. I just
know Sac's a mess.
I hate to say it, but I just looked at the Kings starting five on paper, and I don't know who he's going to bump.
God, I wish we could talk to him or knew somebody that knew him, Stani. Well, if he really is hell-bent on getting out of here.
Yeah, he is.
Malcolm X, any means necessary.
Yeah, he is.
We'll see. We'll see.
So anyway, the Kings and the just get Grayson Allen from the Suns and we'll make the move. It's pretty simple. It's pretty, pretty simple. By the way, can I – we have a lot of young people out there like Evan's age, about 30-ish. Can I give some, I don't know if it's dating advice?
Oh, yeah. What you got?
Can I give some advice to a 30-year-old looking for a relationship
or love? Yeah.
It sounds like you're going to give it to me either way.
Let me tell you something. If you find, if any of you out there, man or woman, if you meet a 30-year-old out there, okay, who's not on social media, that's a keeper. That's a keeper. I'm just telling you.
For you, it is.
It should be for most people.
What if they're not on social media, but they watch the Little League regionals?
Well, that's a great topic for discussion. I'm just telling you that.
It's amazing you brought that up.
I just, you know.
Because I look at it totally different.
If I'm 30.
You better be careful,
if
dude.
If I'm 30 and I meet a woman and I say, oh, you're on social media. And she goes, no, I'm not on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or anything. Now I'm interested.
And that's why we would call you a sucker.
What are you talking about?
S-U-K-A. Because from my experience, mm-hmm. the ones that don't want to be on there,
yeah.
got a lot of skeletons, if you Ooh. Get with my drift. Yeah, got a lot of skeletons.
Really?
It's complicated. Steiny, I told my son, that any sums up, Steiny. Now, I'm with you. You could, that could be a good sign, but also too.
No, it is.
So why aren't you on social media?
You know why?
Because you can have a whole lot
Very
meet
simple.
In one intersection and have your stuff out there. Just that's how I look at it, Evan.
Yeah, I look at it.
I think that's a fair question.
No doubt.
I look at it.
Goo Mason.
As second though, date.
that means the person, man or woman's got a maturity level that is attractive. It also tells me the person has their priorities in order. Because they don't get into superfluous stuff like that.
Or they're hiding something.
Stein, nobody's hiding. No. Anyway, again.
Be careful out there, Evan, there's and a 30-year-old. That's me.
I'm just saying.
An anonymous 30-year-old.
That's right.
I'm just saying. If you guys meet
Don't fall
somebody,
for everything, Stein.
You guys meet somebody at about 30-ish and they're not on social media. That's the definition of a keeper. That's all I'm saying.
You don't know who could be listening. Why are you going down this road?
What do you mean?
Oh, you know what I mean.
No, I'm just, it's a universal rule. It not only applies to individuals, but it applies to everybody. And another thing a lot of people are agreeing with me on. Again,
no, hey, we getting a lot
no,
of
no,
love.
No, yeah, where?
Everywhere.
For what?
My so, take on be careful.
Give me one. Yeah.
Which, the social media not
which,
on
which one? No, I mean,
yeah, like, be careful.
But who's agreeing with you?
You don't need the exact. It's radio. You just say it.
Do burners count?
No, they don't count.
Because I feel like you might have one, Stoney.
Nobody knows if you have a burner or not and if you can keep that under your hat.
Well, Durant could.
More power. Exactly. More power to you.
You know I am.
All right. Matt Barrows. We are going to get into the 49ers on the other side. Matt Barrows writes for The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers, and he's coming up at noon. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
That's really important.